प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे। मैं थोड़ा सा जगत का आधार ही गुरु तत्व है। बिना गुरु के ये जगत नहीं चल सकता। कृष्ण जगत गुरु हैं। समस्त गुरुओं के भी गुरु ये कृष्ण हैं। उन्हीं से, उन्हीं की कृपा से कुछ ब्रह्मा जी को मिला, तब उन्होंने जगत का सृजन किया। उन्हीं ने कृपा किया तो शंकर जी पैदा हुए। उन्हीं की कृपा से सब देवता लोग हुए। वही राम इत्यादि बहुत रूपों में जगत में आते हैं। स्वयं कृष्ण ही गुरु पूजा सिखलाने के लिए, भगवत पूजा सिखलाने के लिए वो बलदेव के रूप में या लक्ष्मण जी के रूप में आते हैं। जैसे बलदेव जी ने कृष्ण की सेवा की, लक्ष्मण जी ने राम की सेवा की, ये गुरु रूप में बन करके उनकी सेवा की शिक्षा देते हैं। यू कैन नोट डाउन एंड आफ्टर दैट यू कैन स्पीक। तो ब्रह्मा जी ने जगत के जीवों को ये दिया, नारद जी को पहले दिया, नारद जी ने व्यास जी को दिया, व्यास जी ने वेदों की रचना की, उपनिषदों को प्रकाश किया, वेदांत शास्त्र का उपदेश दिया, महाभारत की रचना की, गीता की रचना की। सब कुछ करने के बाद भी उनको शांति दिल में नहीं थी। उनके गुरु जी नारद जी आए। उन्होंने कहा कि तुम तो समस्त धर्म शास्त्रों को तुमने लिखा, किंतु तुमको शांति क्यों नहीं? उन्होंने कहा कि मुझे तो पता नहीं, आप वैद्य हैं, गुरु हैं, आप बतलाइए कि मुझको शांति क्यों नहीं है। हम लोगों के हृदय में शांति नहीं है, हम नहीं जानते हैं कि क्यों नहीं है, गुरु जानता है। इसलिए व्यास जी भगवान नारायण हैं, नारायण के अवतार हैं, तो भी उनको पता नहीं, और नारद जी गुरु हैं, उनको पता है, वो बतला सकते हैं कि तुम्हारे अंदर में क्या कमी है, शिष्य नहीं समझ सकता। उन्होंने कहा कि तुमने शास्त्र लिखे, किंतु कृष्ण ही स्वयं भगवान है, यह तुमने नहीं लिखा। तुमने ब्रज की जो लीलाएं हैं, कैसे भगवान से प्रेम किया जाता है, जैसे नंद बाबा, यशोदा जी, सुबल आदि सखा लोग, और जैसे गोपियां अपना तन मन प्राण सब निसावर कर देती है कृष्ण के चरणों में, तुमने ये नहीं लिखा। कृष्ण ही स्वयं भगवान है, कृष्ण तो भगवान स्वयं। गीता में भी उन्होंने बतलाया है कि हमसे अधिक बढ़ करके कोई नहीं है, इसलिए तुमने ब्रज की लीलाओं का वर्णन नहीं किया और संसार में लिख करके प्रचार करो, तब तुम्हारा चित्त प्रसन्न होगा। बिना कृष्ण के भक्ति के चित्त प्रसन्न नहीं हो सकता। इफ एनीवन वांट्स टू बी हैप्पी, ओ ही विल हैव टू प्लीज कृष्ण सुप्रीम लॉर्ड। ओनली कृष्ण इज सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, ऑल आर हिज सबऑर्डिनेट और ऑल आर हिज सर्वेंट। ओनली कृष्ण इज सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। So if we want to be happy, we should try to follow Nanda Baba Yashoda, especially gopis, and among all the gopis, Srimati Radhika. Then you can be happy. And then he did so. और उन्होंने अंत में ये किया, समाधि से, गुरुजी ने समाधि के लिए बतलाया, समाधि में उन्होंने भगवान की जितनी लीलाएं हैं उनकी समाधि में देखा, किसा इन क्रॉन्स ऑल द पास्ट टाइम ऑफ कृष्ण फ्रॉम बॉयहुड टू लास्ट 150 इयर्स ऑल पास्ट टाइम सी एंड देन ही रोट इन श्रीमद भागवतम एंड देन ही बिकेम हैप्पी. We are now in jail. This world is jail. But you are not realizing this. But you are all jail. Why? We see in this world, we are all young. Some children, some old persons. But everyone to have been, they are compulsory to be old. Jarur budha hona hoga bhai. You'll have to die one day. You are bundled in the endless chain of birth and death, suffering and sorrow. You should realize this. Now you are young, you are not understanding all these things. But after 50 years, what will be? Beauty will be. No beauty. You can walk on only on with the help of sticks, and after that you will have to give up world. You cannot take anything what you have collected in this world. Not a single prize, not a hair even. Then what will be? You should try to realize. Guru tells this. You can do all your jobs in this world, but remembering Krishna. So Guru does this. If a guru is not like this, he is not detached from this world, he cannot remove our doubts, and he is not having so much love and affection and attached to Krishna, he is never guru. He is not qualified guru, bogus guru. I've heard in Australia, kanguru. So not guru, kanguru. So we should try to realize. So those who are not doing bhajan of Krishna, and Guru is not instructing them that you will be happy only by chanting, remembering Krishna. Taking shelter of a bona fide Guru. So we are very much fortunate. Very, very fortunate. Why? Because anyhow Krishna arranged that we have a link from a real Guru. Transcendental Guru, qualified Guru. Oh, qualified in all epics. He can remove my all doubts or world's doubt. So we are in the chain of Guru, from Brahma to Narad, from Krishna to Brahma to Narad, and up till now. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhant Sarasvati Goswami Thakur, Srila Bhakti Prajnan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, and then Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj, all are in a chain. So, on the birth date of our Guru, we do Vyas Puja. What is Vyas Puja? Puja hum log karte hain Guru Ji ke janm ke din mein. Kis liye karte hain? जो जगत में कृष्ण नाम का प्रचार करते हैं, हो विच इज दिस इन होल वर्ल्ड दैट यू कैन बी हैप्पी बाय चैंटिंग एंड रिमेम्बरिंग कृष्ण एंड हु वाज कृष्ण हु इज कृष्ण देन ही इज गुरु. सो ऑन हिज बर्थडे वी ट्राई टू वर्शिप ऑल द गुरु परंपरा फ्रॉम टॉप टू बॉटम. वी डू. We should not give up any one garland, flower of that chain. Otherwise, और गुरु परंपरा विल बी गॉन ब्रेक. सो टुडे द बर्थडे ऑफ माय गुरुदेव इज एंड वी आर गोइंग टू सेलिब्रेट इट. हाउ शोइंग सम ऑनर, ऑफरिंग सम फ्लावर्स इन हिज लोटस फीट. Flowers are not anything other than her. We should think that we are offering these things, our heart. As a flower is very sweet, fragrant, very soft, so we should try to make our heart like this. How it can be? If you are not remembering Krishna, He is not merciful, your heart cannot be like this. So first you should try to be like that. Offering yourself, your atma, your body, mind, soul, everything, all your senses in the lotus feet of Gurudev. So if you are not doing, not following his instruction, only flower will not do, only prayer will not do. So we should try to realize all these things. Today is our Bolivar. You should know. We should know one thing. Narad has so many disciples. Narad ji ke bahut se shishya hain. Bahut se, ek do nahi. Dhruva, Prahlad, Vyasdev, Valmiki, Sucheta, or lakhs and lakhs of. But why they became of different types? Kintu wo log, why they became in or some different from others? Dhruva, he wanted to be a king of emperor of the whole world. You know Prahlad Maharaj. Oh, he never wanted anything in of this world, only to serve Krishna, nothing. He used to see everywhere Krishna, and in Krishna, whole world. No want, nothing. Because what he wants in this world, all are perishable. All will be gone. You cannot have anything at the time of your death. So why a wise person, intelligent person will require any worldly thing? Never. Automatically it will come if you are chanting, remembering Krishna. Because he knows all. He has created this world, not only world, lakhs and lakhs. Worlds are in his own one. So he knows everything. So if you are chanting, remembering, he will manage that, your everything. So, Valmiki, he was given Ram Mantra, Vyasdev, Krishna. Vyasdev glorified Krishna and Valmiki, or Sri Ramachandram. So many types of disciples, how it became? It may be due to their quality of the system, what they want from Gurudev. So there are so many differences. We know also so many devotees of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Oh, he had lakhs and lakhs disciples, but few followed him. Otherwise, they were engaged in worldly things. Also we see so many disciples of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj in whole world. But what we are seeing? Very few are following his instructions. not following his real instructions. Very few are like that. Otherwise, all are collect in worldly things they are collecting, and that is why they are not happy. So, we should realize these things. We should not require any worldly thing. We should require only love and affection of Krishna, and this a qualified Guru gives you. So today we will worship our Gurudev and all our Guru Parampara from bottom to top, all Guru Parampara, and then offering and archaning here everything. So in evening so many devotees will give class about this, what is Guru Tattva, what Guru wants really, and what he teaches. Guru Tattva is like transcendental. So we will discuss all these things in the evening in the house of Janaki. We will declare his whereabouts. So, ekto archan kara jak, do ami archan karu. Very, thoda thoda kirtan karo aur hum log yahan par archan kar de. Aisa, khub dheere dheere Hare Krishna. मैं अभी ठाकुर जी का अर्चन करूंगा और इसके बाद में थोड़ी देर में पुष्पांजलि हम लोग देंगे और इसके बाद में आरती कर करके फिर प्रसाद इत्यादि की व्यवस्था होगी. आप लोग चले मत जाएंगे, आप लोग सभी लोग यहीं पर ठहरेंगे. प्रसाद पाने के बाद में तब आप लोग जाएंगे. You are dear than my life and soul. You are
people of my eyes.
People of my eyes. You are everything else. I want to touch you. You are very near and dear to Radhika, conjugal Radha and Krishna. So many things. Oh, yes. Gurudev, you know? But only one line. Agyan Timiram Bhasya Jnanani Jan Shalakya Chatur Anume Tangena Tasmai Shri Gurave Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Etadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Sadabhaktaya Narayanam Namaskritta Narangachaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudhir Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurakshise. Today very sacred of birth of my spiritual master Nittalila Pravishtong Vishnu Bhat Sisi Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. This day he appeared in this world to fulfill the wish of his dearest, most dearest Radha Krishna conjugal Gaur Nityananda Prabhu Gaur Gadadhar. and to help all the conditional souls, how they can come out of this jail. We are in jail all. He came to save us in this world. Who is he? Who is he? He is the manifestation of Jagat Guru Srila Vyasadeva. You can tell also Akhanda Guru Tattva Baladeva Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu. And our Gurudev is manifestation of Baladeva Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu. But Vyasa is himself Narayana. Narayana himself. So we can tell that Gurudev is manifestation of Srila Vyasadeva. Because he is the on the back seat where Vyasa used to sit, means to preach whole world the glory of Radha and Krishna conjugal. Oh, we should today glorify him also. Also, what is Guru Tattva? And how it descends from Golok Vrindavan? We will today explain all these things. Though we have not so much time, only 2 hours, we can do. But I request all the speakers to speak. Only 15 to 20 hours and 20 minutes he can do.
We can do.
Minutes. And glorify Guru Tattva. You know that Shyamrani, that is Jadurani, but my Shyamrani, she is very sincere and very senior most disciple of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. She is among the first disciples. Also here, Vrindavan Vilasini. They have to sat more. So, I request her to speak something about Guru Tattva and my Gurudev. First you should. From there you can sit there, stand up. And if you like, you can sit on the chair.
Om Agyam Timiram Jashya Jnanam Jumasavadaya.
Some think that this philosophy, bhakti philosophy, are useless, dumb things. Otherwise you will be very weak and you will give up this line, bhakti line. Oh, I am hearing daily. Oh, so many devotees, disciples of Swamiji, disciples of all others, are giving up and becoming weak, and they are accepting family life and nothing. They have left Krishna consciousness. Why? Because they don't know this philosophy, and that is why they become weak. We should try to know all these things. If you are not knowing, one day you will have to. After, it may be bad, after thousands of lives, one day you'll have to know all these things, theories and philosophies, and then you can. So don't think it useless. She discussed so many good things, very high philosophy. Perhaps she has read
my book today, noting down all the points. So if you also want bhakti and don't want to fall down, oh, you should know all these things. Read very deeply all these things. Then you not so much 15 minutes to 20 minutes. कहाँ जा रहा है? No substance of God, messaging. Always the thing. As long as Prabhupada was alive in this world, so he has done all the direct services to Srila Prabhupada.
So this title, Kriti Ratna,
so you've heard so many Prabhus, they glorify. But his glory is like ocean. We cannot complete. But you should know that the backbone of Krishna Bhakti is Guru Nishtha. If anyone has no Guru Nishtha, no Bhakti at all. In India, it is tradition of Vedic culture that one should accept a guru, transcendental guru. If he has not or she has not accepted any guru, no one will take his, touch any water, even they will not take. Father, mother or anyone. Understand what I am telling? If a boy or son or daughter married even but not taken a guru day, he has not accepted a guru, his cooking and anything will not be accepted by that family. First he should accept any high class of guru, otherwise or she cannot cook or he cannot do anything. So in Indian tradition, Vedic culture, it was essential to take any bona fide guru from original. Up to now it is coming. But nowadays something Western air is coming towards India also and rejecting all these things. Especially what is Gurudev? Nothing Gurudev. No need of Gurudev. Oh, minute by minute they can change their wife and husband, divorce, so many in a life. And that is why anyone is not happy. Anyone cannot be happy. So if you want to be happy, you should accept a high class of qualified guru. Then he may be happy, otherwise not happy. So from Vyas Dev it is coming. So those who have not accepted any high class of guru, they must. Otherwise, you know, you will have to be old, and what you have collected in your life, not even a single hair even you can take it. Always remember. Always remember that death is sure. Anyone cannot say. And then what will be of these palatial buildings and so many things that you have collected? So you should try to know that Guru Bhakti, by Guru Bhakti, by accepting, our life will be changed and we will be happy forever. So what is Vyas? In a circle, a line touching the center point both sides of the circle it touches, then that line is called
diameter or depth.
Diameter or depth. What is the meaning? Oh, not only world. Oh, so many universe, koti and koti, crores and crores of universe are in this world. Krishna is center of all. So touching Krishna, both lines, end lines. If anyone preaching the glories of Krishna to all and making all that they should serve Krishna, otherwise anyone cannot save you from this endless pain and birth, suffering and sorrow. So who is Vyas? Always serving Krishna from one point to other, everywhere in this world he is Vyas. Vyas took birth in Mathura and Vrindavan in the midst, in Jamuna, on an island, by father Parasa and mother Matsyodari. Oh, Parasa was going any place and he wanted to cross Jamuna. So he called the boatman to come, but boatman was tired so much. He sent his one daughter, adopted daughter. She was very beautiful, very beautiful. But coming from the womb of any fish, but very beautiful. He ordered his father, oh, you should go and in a ferry boat you should cross, make cross of that Rishi Parashar.
No.
Then, oh, she went and took the boat and told Parashar Rishi, did pranam, oh, you can come and I can cross you. When she took it in that island, in the middle of Jamuna, then Parashar looked up upon her and at once she became pregnant in a moment, and at once he gave a very beautiful, black, very tall figure,
his
son. And who was he? Vyasa. He came by the mercy of Krishna. So Parasa. But really he was Narayan. And quickly he left this world. And after some time, he divided Vedas in four. Rig Veda, Sam Veda, Yajur Veda, Atharva Veda. After that, he made the essence of whole Vedas. And that was called Brahma Sutram, Sharirik Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. And after that, oh, he discovered all the Purans. So many Purans, 36 kinds of Purans. Puran, Upapuran, Sakha Puran. And then for all, for ladies even, for Shudra, for all others, those who always repent, entangled in worldly intoxications and all these things, he made Srimad Mahabharatam. In that he gave a jewel like Gita Upadesh, Gita Upadesh he gave. After that, before he prior to this, he had made Chatushloki Bhagavatam from Narad. Narad took it from Brahma, but no Srimad Bhagavatam. He was not satisfied by his life. One day Narad came and told, why you are so worried? He told the Gurudev, I don't know. Then he told that, we are not glorified Krishna. His pastimes of Vrindavan. How gopis and all the Brajavasis serve Krishna? We are not glorified Krishna. So you should glorify. Especially glorify Him. Oh, so many devotees, Prayasi, beloved of Krishna, all the gopis and Radhika and all gopis. And then he saw in trance and he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. Then he was happy. So essence of all the literature, Vedic literature, Ved, Upanishad, Puran, Bhagavat, is what Braja Prem or Gopi Prem. Especially the love and affection of Srimati Radhika, who controls Krishna. Always keeping Krishna in his heart, like so. So a guru can give these things, otherwise not. They cannot know all these things, mysterious things. A guru gives all these mysterious things to Shishya, that how he can be happy. We know that Raman having so much opulence, what to tell all these things, opulences. Oh, he has his so many servants, left and left. They have jewels and gold houses, palaces. Oh, there was no poor person in Lanka, Sri Lanka. And you know that all kinds of opulence were in Lanka. And he has 10 mouths and 10 heads. Oh, 20 eyes. 20 years. So many things. And he can conquer, he conquered all whole world. You know. But he was not happy. He could not control his heart. Even his lust he could not control. His mind he could not control. So who is greatest or strong person? Who can control their bad way, krodh mein, moh mein, and all other 6 kinds of ways. Especially krodh, anger. If anyone cannot control his anger, his words, his tongue, his mind, he cannot do anything. We know so many Hitler. He was so much brave and very strong, but he was killed by only his beloved, any lady. We know so many, the president of America, Clinton, he was so much famous, very strong personality, but he could not take his heart. He became something, office girl he was entangled. They cannot do anything. So, if you want to be happy in this world, try to follow Vyasa, a real guru. And then after this, he made 4 disciples. Paila, Sumanta, Jaimini and Vaisampayana. And he trained them in each Ved. Especially in South India, even Ved, Upanishad, Shastra and Sanskrit is there. They follow all. But nowadays, who are outside of India, they have left their traditions gradually. But something is in their blood. They believe in God, but quickly giving all these things. They took meat and eggs and drinks and so many things. They cannot control all this. So Vyas gave one bath to all his disciples. And Mahabharata he gave to, or Puran to Ugrasavasuta. And thus he preached in whole world. But this Guru Bhakti, the tradition of Guru, the supremacy of Krishna and Radha, love and affection on those in whole world. This is called Vyas. So Vyas has served his Gurudev. How? He followed the teaching of Narada. And he preached the glory of Radha and Krishna conjugally in his world. A disciple is who? Who can serve his Gurudev more than his life. And so, not that, oh Gurudev, Gurudev has given name, and he does not chant, not realizing anything, oh, especially he is not following the principles of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is the essence of the whole Ved. What? Trinadapi suni chena, tarorapi sahi sunna, amanina, manadena, kirtaniya sadhari. If you want to be a disciple of a guru, then what you should? You should be tolerant. If you have not this tolerance, or quickly, if a mosquito will come and you will make a hydrogen bomb. Oh, if a mosquito will come, you think, oh, then I will have how to save this. And whole day, night you are thinking about this. And Krishna Bhajan went on here and there. Only to protect our life, save our life, to maintain life. It is essential. But why essential? Why essential? Not for dog's life and animal's life, hogs and pigs. If anyone is taking and maintaining himself, his dog and nonsense, what? Dogs and pigs and all these things. They can do more than you. Oh, you are very worried for one child. And all the animals, at a time they, oh, beaches, they can give how one? 10, 15, 16, or oh, two times in a year they can give so much. And there are so many animals, they can give more than this. So don't think that you are only advanced than animals in this way. You are so intelligent. No, they are more intelligent than you. So, if you want to be intelligent really, always remember your day. Always remember your old age. Always remember that you cannot take anything. And if you are not doing bhajan, you will be crushed by the maya. So much crushed. That at that time you will remember why I could not, I felt this. So the main object of this life, that tells what? Labdhva sudarlabhamitam bau sambhavan. Manushyam arthadam anityam api hadhira. Purnam jate tana pate anumatta javat niche saya visaya kalbushasa. In this human life, we should try at once. But immediately, what? To realize, oh, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? And who am I here in this body? I am not this body. This is the teaching of Vyasa. Savai punsang, paro dharmo jato bhakti radhokhaje, ahetukkab bhavahita, jabat satma purushottame. Oh, the param dharma, what is that? Oh, to serve Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. That Shyamrani told in his Aradhyo Bhagavan Vraje Satanaya Amnaya Praha Tattam Harimiha in this sloka. This is the life. If anyone is going on this path, he must be happy. Anyone cannot say. We also know Hiranyakasipu. He was what he was? Like
an
immortal person he wanted to become. He had so much opulence. He used to control air, Indra, and all other goddesses. But he could not be happy. A new animal plus man came, Nrisimhadev. And in a moment he took his all.
In
such
time.
All these things. So if they could not become happy, then how you can be? So, the aim and object of this life is to serve Krishna. If you are not doing, your whole thing, what you are doing. Oh, from beginning of your life, day and night, only for money, money. Oh, I think that after death, you will be what? You will be money also. So don't try this. Realize this. For this, we have come here. To tell you that you should remember always your death. Always remember past days. Oh, from where you have come? Especially Indian. Bharata. What is the meaning of Bharat? Bha. Prakash. Prakash means?
Light.
Illumination. Light. What is light? Oh, tattva-gyan. This what I told. We have come from that land where Narada Rishi, Brahma, Shankar, where all the four, like, Acharyas were there. For transcendental knowledge everywhere. So I have come for this, to help you. And for Indians to remind them that you are Indian coming from Bharat. Don't forget this knowledge. You can make some money for your maintenance. But why maintenance? Why maintenance? To follow the orders of teachings of Philip Dasty. We know that Dasty, after him, there were four acharyas. Sri, Brahma, Rudra, Sanak. And from them four came. Ramanuj, Madhva, Nimbarka, and Vishnu Swami, four came. You know that commentaries of